This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says Pakistan has captured hundreds of al-Qaeda fighters fleeing the Tora Bora region of eastern Afghanistan. U.S. and Afghan troops continue to comb al-Qaeda hideouts in Tora Bora for surviving fighters and clues to the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who was in Afghanistan over the weekend, says the search for bin Laden loyalists is tough, dirty work. The weather's been terrible, he says, and some of the troops are suffering from frostbite as they search through hundreds of caves in the snow-capped mountains.
The people that are there are moving into the open, still open tunnels and caves and looking around, gathering intelligence information, seeing who's there, and proceeding kind of systematically with that.
For now, Rumsfeld says, local Afghan troops continue to work alongside Americans in Tora Bora. But it's not clear how long that level of partnership will last. Military historian Williamson Murray says over time, the Afghans are likely to lose interest in the search now that the bulk of the al-Qaeda fighters have been driven out of the area.
From their perspective, the war is over. From our perspective, since we involved ourselves in this whole area largely to run down al-Qaeda, it isn't over because we haven't captured bin Laden, and nor have we captured a substantial number of those individuals in the structure who we knew were in Afghanistan.
Rumsfeld says Pakistan has captured hundreds of al-Qaeda fighters fleeing from Tora Bora. The Pakistani army has stepped up patrols along its porous border with Afghanistan. Rumsfeld says the goal is to capture or kill al-Qaeda members, not simply drive them to another country.
If they can go one way, they can come back the other way. A large number of them seem to behave in a fanatical way, and I suspect that we'll hear more of them.
Yesterday, in a bloody uprising reminiscent of an earlier one near Mazar-e-Sharif, a group of al-Qaeda prisoners seized the weapons of their Pakistani guards, and some managed to escape. Elsewhere, at the Kandahar airport, U.S. Marines are holding 15 prisoners under heavy guard. The Marines are prepared to accommodate many additional prisoners, but Rumsfeld says the vast majority of captured Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters are still in opposition hands.
Having a prisoner is a pain in the neck. You've got to disarm them, you've got to make sure they don't get away, you've got to contain them, and that takes people to do that. And our people that are up there are there for a different purpose. So for the most part, we're trying to see that detainees are detained by larger forces, namely the anti-Taliban forces.
FBI agents are helping to interrogate the prisoners in Kandahar. Agents say none of those prisoners is on the United States' most wanted list, but defense officials say they may have information the U.S. wants about the workings of the al-Qaeda network. Investigators seem no closer today to finding the leader of that network, Osama bin Laden. Rumsfeld warns even if bin Laden were to give himself up, the network would continue to operate.
He is not the problem, the entire problem. The al-Qaeda is the entire problem, and the other terrorist networks are the problem. So he is important. We're after him. We intend to find him. I believe we will. But we haven't.
Earlier this week, Rumsfeld attended a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels. He urged them to increase defense spending and devote more of their resources to the war on terrorism. Possible new battlegrounds in that war include Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen, though Rumsfeld cautions Afghanistan may not be a model for future efforts.
Now, it doesn't mean that some of the things that are working there won't work elsewhere, but the totality of it is distinctive. I mean, look where it is geographically, and look at the circumstance. And I don't think we're going to run around with a cookie mold and repeat this.
Rumsfeld is urging NATO to reduce its peacekeeping force in the Balkans next year to free up troops for fighting terrorism. Meanwhile, the UN is preparing to authorize a peacekeeping force for Afghanistan. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.